I want to thank y'all, welcome y'all tonight to the house of the Lord, and thank you, Pastor, for just honoring my pastor for this opportunity to even be here. God, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. You're the way maker, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your majesty, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. One of these mine, I think, maybe. Maybe both. Double portion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, I'm excited. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I think this is what it's like to feels like to be pregnant. I didn't come to preach. I got something to deliver. Yeah. I try to sleep at night. I roll over on this side and the Holy Ghost is kicking. I roll over on this side and the Holy Ghost is kicking. Yeah. Woo! I don't know. If y'all know how good God is. Woo, Jesus. Lord, I just give you praise, God. Your anointing is so strong. Can't even hardly stand. God, we just give you praise in this place, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you even think about us, that you would even come down here amongst us, Lord. Thank you, God, for a pastor and a ministry where we're raised up and we're coming to church with a purpose. How many of y'all came tonight for a reason? Yeah. Amen. Well, I don't know about y'all, but the Lord sure is funny sometimes. It's sure funny the way he talks to me. I'm going to tell you what. I'll be driving down the road in the middle of traffic. The Lord don't care how many cars are coming. He don't care how big of a hurry I'm in. He'll just go to talking to you. And you just have to pull over wherever you can pull over and listen and write it down. It's happened in Little Rock. It's happened right here. I just have to pull over somewhere and write. Because when God's speaking, I want to get what he's saying. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, ooh, Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Feel it. Lord, you're so good. Woo. Yeah. I feel the power. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. It says, when I was a child, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I was going down the road a few weeks ago in my own little world, minding my own business, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I want your car seat. I said, what? He said, I want your car seat. You know, not just the car seat. I'm talking about the child seat car seat, the one in the back. He said, when I was a child, I talked as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. God said, I want your car seat. I said, I didn't know I had a car seat. I didn't know. But I'm sure you can have it. I want to ask you, have you ever felt frustrated? Come on. Have you ever felt frustrated? Let me tell you what. Amen. Frustration comes from going places. Have you ever had to go somewhere that you didn't want to go? And there wasn't nothing you could do about it? You had to go. Frustration comes from having to go places you don't want to go. And in life, you just have to go to places you don't want to go sometimes. I want to go on vacation, but I got to go to work. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I want to lay in the bed and watch TV, but I got to go to school. Ain't nothing I can do about it. And in God is going places. Let me tell you, God is on the move. You got to move to keep up with him. And when you go places with God, you can really get frustrated. When you go places with God, you can really get frustrated. Because sometimes God will take you places that you really don't want to go. You really don't want to go through some of the things that you go through. Yeah. And when you have to go somewhere that you don't want to go, you get frustrated. Now, whether you know you're frustrated or not, or whether we admit it or not, we get frustrated. God said, I want your car seat. Have you ever had to go somewhere with someone riding in a car seat that was frustrated? That's frustrating in itself, isn't it? When you go places that you don't want to go, it feels like there ain't nothing you can do about it. And you know, there's places that you want to go with God, and it don't seem like you're going there. Have you ever been somewhere, could see where you wanted to go, but you just couldn't quite get to it? It's frustrating. I had to go get ice every morning for our job. You can't turn left anywhere in the vicinity of Bryan. I think all the streets are one way. And so I just want to go across the street and back, but you can't. God says, it gets frustrating. Did you know? He said, I want your car seat, because there's a thing called spiritual childishness. We can be childish in the spirit. We can be going through stuff and complaining, knowing the whole time God done said we're going through. We're going through this. God done said we're going to go through it, but we're whining and we're fussing and we're frustrated and we're complaining. And sometimes it don't seem like you're going to get there. It don't look like you're going to where you want to go. It don't seem like God's taking you where he said he'd take you. God, you said I was the head and not the tail, but it don't seem like it. God, you said I was going to walk in abundance and prosperity, but I'm struggling to pay these bills, and it don't seem like it. God, you said I was going to have my destiny, but it don't seem like it. God said, I want your car seat. The car seat is that place of frustration. Kicking and screaming. Are we there yet? Are we ever going to get there yet? Have you ever told somebody in the car seat, we're going to McDonald's? Or to Walmart? Now, the one in the driver's seat can tell from where they're standing about how long that's going to take. About two blocks down on the right, go through two or three red lights, there's some traffic, there's some work on the road. It's going to take a minute, but we're almost there. But the one in the car seat don't see that at all. Do not see it. God, you promised. You promised. But I don't see it. And when things don't go the way we want them to go, it's equally frustrating, God, because, God, you said I could move mountains, and it don't seem like this mountain is moving. God, you said I could call down fire, but it don't look like any fire is falling. Come on, this is good now. It's real good. We're in a season of growing. We're in a season of growing. And God said, this is a revival of responsibility. How many have we grown in our responsibilities? I know I have. Pastor, I know I have. And I thank you for the opportunity, because there's not always a place to be able to grow in your responsibility. I mean, you know, if Jesus just walked in right now and said, who is responsible for the word tonight? I'd have to say, me, Lord. Who is responsible for the breakthrough in the worship tonight? Well, I'd have to raise my hand and be a part of that one too. Who is responsible for the atmosphere in this place? I'd have to raise my hand. He said it's a season of growing, and we're growing in our responsibility, and there was a time when I wouldn't raise my hand. Amen? Oh, it's good, I'm telling you. Let me just tell you. It matters where you sit in the vehicle, because where you sit determines how you think the trip's going to go. And one measurement of maturity is where the kids sit in the vehicle. You ever seen anybody fight over the front seat? I'm sorry, y'all. I have such a so dry. Where you sit in the vehicle, it matters. If you're sitting in the car seat, you're not on the same understanding as the one in the driver's seat. Amen? God likes to talk. That's one thing I figured out. God is a talker, Pastor. He wrote a whole book, and he's still talking. He don't ever stop. If I'll get quiet, God will speak. If I'll listen and shut up, God will talk to me, Sister Holly. God ain't silent. He loves to talk. And he said, I want your car seat, because I want to talk to you, because I can't talk to you the same sitting in the car seat as if you're in the driver's seat. You talk to that one in the car seat about where you're going, and they just going to look at you. And then they want to go, no, are we there yet? But if I talk to the one in the driver's seat, I can talk to them about things like directions. Woo, come on. He said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I spake as a child. But when I became older, I put away childish things. God said, you're too big to be riding in that car seat. He said, yeah, I'm moving you on up now. You some front seat folks. Yeah. The one in the car seat ain't studying no responsibilities. They ain't looking at the gas gauge. They ain't looking at the insurance. They don't care if the outside gets dirty. They'll spill their sippy cups all over your back seat and laugh at you. Yeah, they ain't studying no responsibility. Can I get a witness? Huh? Yeah, God said, I want your car seat. The one in the back seat. They ain't studying no direction. They ain't looking at the clock. They ain't caring about the weather. They just speak as a child. When are we ever going to get there? Oh, I'm tired of riding. I didn't even want to go here in the first place. I wanted to go to grandma's, and we got to go to the movies. Oh, Jesus. I wanted my destiny, and I'm fighting these devils. Don't get quiet on me. Come on. There's no responsibility. You talk to that kid in the car seat about revival, and they look at revival, yeah. Revival. But you talk to the one in the front seat about revival, they're going to talk back to you about intercession. They're going to talk to you about carrying the anointing. They're going to talk to you about walking. God said, I want to talk to you. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to take you to another level. But you got to get out of that car seat, because you don't understand. And that's why you're frustrated, because you don't understand. The one in the car seat don't understand that it's 4 more blocks and 3 red lights to get to where we're supposed to go. But God said, he said, we're going. We're going to get there. Where you want to go, we're going to go. Woo! He said, where you want to go, Sister Sue, that's where we're going. Let me try this side. Sister Monica, he said, where you've been wanting to go, that place you've been wanting God to take you, he said, we're going, sister, we're going. It's just right up here.
It's coming up. Don't give up. Quit throwing a fit. Hang on. Just chill and relax. Let the Lord fight your battles. Don't be discouraged. Don't be frustrated. Quit not like it's the end of the world. Hold your head up high. Quit being angry and enjoy the ride. So what if I got to go through a few red lights and wait a minute? So what? This ain't the stopping place. It's just a turn in the journey to what God has for you, Elder Sonia. Boy, does this make sense? I'm telling you, I'm trying to get it out. I'm trying to get it out. God, help me get it out. God wants your frustration. Because when you're frustrated, you're dry. And there's bitterness, and there's angry. And you don't talk like those in the driver's seat when you're frustrated. You talk like those in the, start talking like those in the, in the car seat. This don't look like no revival. This don't look like my destiny. This don't look, it don't seem like we're ever going to get there. He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. Woo! Don't you know that the great I am is on your side, and if he said it, it's going to come to pass. Hey, if you're ever going to see a rainbow, you got to stand a little rain. Come on. Yeah. Now see, everybody starts out in a car seat. Everybody in God starts out in a car seat, whether you like it or not. We start out as babies, and he straps us in. I saw it in the spirit, Sister Cindy. I saw him with his great big hands putting me in that car seat, strapping me in. But boy, I was throwing a fit because I felt like there ain't nothing I can do about it. I want to ride in the front. Come on. I want to ride up front. I don't want to ride back here. It's hot. I can't see. Where are we going, Lord? Are we there yet? Are we ever going to get there yet? We didn't bring my toys. That ain't the song I want to sing. Can you change it? Yeah. It's uncomfortable where you got me right now, Jesus. Woo! This ain't comfortable back here in the back. How come everybody else knows more than what I know that's going on? I can't see everything. Back seat. God puts you in places. And when you can't do nothing about it right then, it makes you frustrated. Our two boys, we'd strap them in that car seat. They'd fight. And they'd squirm. And then when they quit throwing a fit, they'd sit there frustrated. And the whole time we was going where they wanted to go. God said, we are going to go where you want to go. Just hang on. But the problem is it don't seem like it to the one in the back. It don't seem like this marriage is ever going to change. It don't seem like I'm ever going to get that job. It don't. Come on. Woo. Woo, thank you, Jesus. But this whole time, boy, this is good. It's good to me because God was talking to me. He said, I want your car seat. He was talking to me. It come alive in me. I said, I didn't even know I had one. But I believe it. God can see every time I was kicking and screaming, Jesus, let me out. This ain't where I want to go. Amen. Psalms 37 and verse 23. Woo, Jesus. Lord, you're so good to me. Come on. Are y'all wait. Is this making sense? Yeah. I'm talking about some life because God got something good planned for us. And it ain't a life of frustration. We don't look like we all dried up on the vine. We look like we got some soul, some joy, some life. We walk with a smile. We're the ones that got to come out of Egypt. We're the ones with the promised land waiting on us. We don't look all dried up. Hey, all dried up, all frustrated. No life flowing out of me. Don't want to talk about no faith. I want to talk about what's wrong. How come this ain't going right? Come on. I've seen a book called Contagious Christians, but if that's contagious, I don't want it. What happened to the scriptures where it said, stir yourself up? Sometimes you just got to stir up a blessing. You got to get in there and do a little something. Yeah. it don't seem like things are going your way. You got to get in there and stir something up. You got to call down some praise. Send up some worship. Come on, you got to stir up a blessing. Amen. But you ain't going to do it in the car seat. Those in the car seat, they lay it by the hand. Come on, come on, come to church. Come on, get up, come to church. Read your Bible. Come on, let's go to prayer. Come on. Watch yourself now. And then they open the door and put them up and set them in all cozy. Tuck them all in. Put them in the anointing. Take them out of the anointing. And you got to tell them when they're there and when they're not there. You ever seen anybody throw a fit? Woo! And the whole time they were there? Yeah, we are at Walmart. What's wrong with you? We are in revival. What's the matter with you? Yeah, God is coming down. God is changing lives. What's wrong with you? Why are you kicking and screaming? We right where you wanted to go. What's wrong with you? We're there the whole time throwing a fit. This ain't what I thought it was going to be like. When are we ever going to get there? We're there. We're there. We're there. We're there right now. You're there right now. You're in your destiny right now. You're walking it out right now. You're walking it out. This ain't what it seemed like. I thought it was going to look different, Holly. Hey, you're there. You asked to go here. You're there. God said he was going to do it. He's doing it. Come on, I changed my mind. I don't want to go to Grandma's. I want to go to Annie's house. That ain't my anointing. I don't want to be over that group. I want to be over this group. I don't want to play the guitar. I want the flute. God said, I want your car seat. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. This ain't what I thought it was going to be like, Pastor. I didn't know I was going to have to pray like this to walk in a breakthrough. I didn't know I was going to have to help do all this. Oh. Those in the car seat to change their mind so quick. I want a red icy. You get them the red icy. It's not blue. I want it blue. I don't want this to be about worship. I want it to be about praise. I don't want it on Fridays. I want it on Monday. I can't come to prayer on Thursday. I want to come on Tuesday. It's 6 in the morning for 10 minutes. Because that's the best time you can get me right now. Woo. He said, the way we think, if you ever, the frustration comes because it just don't seem like it. God, even when it don't seem like it, Brother Casey, God is coming straight towards you. Yeah, he said it's coming right up. Everything that you've been wanting, it's on the way, Pastor. I just tell y'all what he told me. Because I was doing all that. Woo. God wants to take frustration out. But he's going to do it through an understanding. First of all, I got to understand that I'm frustrated. Second of all, I got to find out why. Somewhere, it's all about me. Something I ain't getting. Something I ain't doing. You know, the one in the driver's seat is thinking about the one in the back seat, in the car seat. Yeah, the one in the driver's seat is thinking about the one in the car seat, but the one in the car seat ain't thinking about who's driving them and what they had to go through and whether they want to go to where they want to go or not. Yeah! The car seat rider ain't thinking about whether God wanted to go there or not, what he likes. Yeah, it don't matter. You got to spend your money on the gas. Take me where I want to go. It don't matter if you got to change the oil in the car and clean the church. Just make it look good for when I bring somebody and when I come in here. I don't care what you got to go through. I ain't studying that insurance payment when it comes in. I just want to tell you, I want out this seat. I don't like it. Woo, Jesus. God said, how are you ever going to change the world with that bitter look of frustration in that car seat? How are you going to witness like that? Come join our church. Get in the car seat next to me. I'll tell you all about it. I'll show you how to throw a fit. Yeah! Yeah! Come on. Woo! Yeah! I don't want to be a car seat witness. Yeah. This ain't no preschool. Yeah. God said, I'm raising an army. The wheels on the bus stop going round and round. I'm raising an army. An army. Yeah. Woo. I'm raising an army. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, today. God said we in a growing season. Hey, and as you go, you grow. Supposed to. That's how God had it fixed up to work. We're supposed to grow as we go. Supposed to. Somebody, I'm supposed to grow, Jesus. I was supposed to be driving this thing now, but I said, yeah, fix my bottle. Give me some milk. Tell it to me like I like to hear it. Woo! Supposed to grow. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. Everybody don't grow at the same pace. There's some fast growers and some slow growers. You know what? Your age don't matter if you're growing. That don't mean I'm growing. 16 years in the Lord, that don't mean I'm growing. Responsibility means I'm growing. Responsibility means I'm growing. Yeah. So I'm supposed to grow. I'm supposed to get up and praise him. I'm supposed to get up and say, God, I believe you, even if it don't seem like we're going anywhere. I'm still going to praise you. I still believe you, Jesus. We're supposed to grow. And as we grow, we outgrow. Supposed to. We're supposed to outgrow some stuff. We're supposed to outgrow some fit throwing. We're supposed to outgrow some fears, too. Hey, talking about, Pastor, I'll get up there and testify. If you'll call me and come get me out the pew by my hand, carry me up on the platform, and tell it first, then I can repeat it behind you. Come on. I'll step out in faith. Let the whole church do it. Supposed to outgrow some stuff. Supposed to outgrow some fears. Some fears are testifying. Some fears. We're supposed to outgrow as we go. We're supposed to outgrow childish things. We're supposed to outgrow that car seat. Outgrow forgetting to come to church. Oh, yeah. Supposed to outgrow forgetting to come to church. Come on. They say, supposed to outgrow forgetting to come to church. Come on, I forgot. How many Sundays you been here? I forgot, Jesus. I forgot to pray last week. I forgot. We're supposed to outgrow the forgets. Jesus said, I want your car seat. Whew. You can have it. As we grow, we're supposed to grow, and we're supposed to outgrow some things. Outgrow some unbelief. When are we going to act like we believe what he said? Just because it don't seem like the wind is blowing. If God said the wind's blowing, you can believe it. Because there's what it is and what it seems like. And depending on where you're sitting in the car is your point of view. Amen. If I can talk as pastor, what's revival? Pastor's going to tell you. It's laying down your life. It's intercession. It's about someone else. It's our destiny. It's our calling. It's what God's gave us to do to win this city. Yeah. But if I talk to some people and say, what's revival? It's another church service. Come on. Don't get quiet on me. It's good. Now, I'm telling you, we got a good ending. We're coming in for a good landing here in a minute. It's good. God's got something good. He ain't mad. He's not. I just want to take some frustration out. God ain't mad at you. He's got a good plan for you. God's loving all over you tonight. Yeah! Come on. You ain't done nothing wrong. Hey, it ain't wrong to have a car seat. I didn't start with it. God gave it to me. Car seat serves a good purpose. Now, some folks don't like their baby to grow up. Some folks don't like their babies to grow up. But I'm telling you, it's an injustice. They got to grow. Supposed to. They got to outgrow. Leaving the light on at night. 17 years old. Don't worry about it, baby. Mama's got it. Don't you worry. I'm going to pray for you. But God said, glory, I'm happy. My baby's all grown up now. Yeah, I've been waiting for this day for a long time. Yeah, I remember when you first got saved. I remember you come in, you didn't have any Sunday clothes. Look at you now. My baby's all grown up. Yeah! I said, I've been waiting on this day for a long time. God wants us to grow. Now listen, the Bible said, help me, Jesus. Woo! Trying to get this out. In Psalms 37:19, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Can I break that down for y'all? Thank you. Tell you what, God is exciting to me. He is fun. Now, this means the steps mean the goings. Goings. A good man means warrior. Ordered by the Lord means set up. So that means this whole time you didn't think that you was ever going to get through what you're going through. God said, I've been setting you up. I've been setting you up, getting ready to take you to a higher level, to another place. I've got something greater for you this whole time. You've been going through this. It's a setup. Yeah! Are there any warriors in here? Any fighters? Yes, come on. Now, you're talking about them pretty fighters. They don't get their hair messed up. They just kind of swat at the devil. You ever see pretty fighters? Just kind of swatting at this, swatting at that. Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm talking about somebody that'll get all ugly and their hair all messed up. Talking about get off my son, devil. You can't have him. Ah, I'm calling that. Woo! God said the steps of a warrior. Are there any warriors in this house? Woo! I'm talking about some real fighters. I'm talking about that ugly look only your kids see when ain't nobody around. When you really get mad, you know that look only certain people you let see. Your husband, your wife, your kids, and the devil. They don't want to see that look. God said, those kind of people, your goings are ordered by me. Woo. See, it's frustrating because you think there ain't nothing I can do about where I'm going in God. I ain't got there yet. This whole time. In life, it may be so that things just happen. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Outside of God, that's right. But when you get saved, I said, when the Holy Ghost comes to live on the inside of you, every single thing, every step you take is ordered by the Lord. Ain't nothing in vain. You don't lose anything. Every step has a purpose. God said, I've been ordering your steps. You just don't know it. I've been setting you up this whole time. Because I got something greater than the car seat. Setting us up. The steps are ordered by the Lord. You ever stepped into something you didn't like? You ever stepped off in a situation real quick, but boy, it's hard to back out of it? Step in a relationship. Oh, Lord, this ain't the marriage I thought I was getting. This don't seem like the marriage I was supposed to be getting. Can't step back out. This don't seem like the ministry I thought I was supposed to be in, Jesus. I don't think this is my anointing. Don't seem like it. The steps are ordered by the Lord. One more scripture. Psalms 18, 36. Psalm 18, 36. Oh, this is good. He says, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. He enlarged my goings. It means he literally made my stride bigger. He caused me to grow in my stride. That means I'm stepping into breakthroughs a lot quicker than what I used to step into them. I'm stepping into the things of God, and I'm stepping over other circumstances that used to trip me up. But now I'm stepping. Woo! God said, all this stuff you've been going through in the car seat, I've been setting you up so I can enlarge your step, because you're going to step faster and further and higher than you've ever stepped before. Yeah, when the devil comes to knock you down, you're going to step right on his head. You're going to step right over some circumstances. That thing you're going through, you're about to step out of. Somebody shout. Woo! You got to go through some things sometimes to grow. God said, I've been using all this stuff. Didn't seem like it was ever going to get anywhere. The whole time, I was growing you, enlarging your steps. The whole time. You can step in to the anointing. You can step out of bad situations. You can step in to the driver's seat. Your goings are ordered by the Lord. And now that you're all grown up, I can talk to you about some front seat stuff. Yeah, is there any front seat folks in here? Yeah, God said, I like to talk. Yeah. He loves to talk. But it's hard to find somebody he can talk to sometimes. I've enlarged your steps. I've carried you, pastors preached about it, carrying us into a large place, a big place, a big anointing. Woo! Big breakthroughs, big miracles, big miracle working power. Yeah, a large place. Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Almost through. He said you talk different. See, I want to talk to you about directions. That means if you give somebody directions, you're going to tell them where to go. Anybody want to know where God wants you to go? I tell you what's frustrating, trying to figure it out without listening to him. You'd be like bumper cars, running into this, running into that, all bruised up, ain't working out for me. Frustrated. Trying to figure out where he's wanting me to go. Trying to feel this thing. God said, it's a growing season. I've been building you up, enlarging your steps so you can walk and talk like Jesus. Yeah! A large place. He wants to talk differently to us. But at the same time, he wants us to talk differently to him. He said, what you've been going through has just been setting you up for what I got planned. You're about to start talking different. Well, he said, this is what he spoke to me the day he said, I want your car seat. I pulled over right up there by the cleaners at the mini warehouse. He said, when are you going to ask for your inheritance? When are you going to start talking about, God, when do I get my inheritance? I got a destiny I got to go to, Jesus. I need my inheritance to help me get into this destiny. Woo! Car seat folks don't talk about that stuff. He said, when are you going to tell me who you are? Yeah, Jesus. When am I going to tell him what my calling is? God, you know what? You created me for evangelism. You created me to come walk in a breakthrough anointing. You created me to preach your gospel and to be responsible and to check on people and call them. Yeah, you created me to build the church. You created me, Lord, with a purpose. That's how you talk in the front seat. Yeah, yeah. It's a growing season. God said, I've been waiting for a long time for this. I said, woo, me too. Here's the thing. God wants to give us directions on where to go. Go down here to the store, buy this coat. But you got to know how to get there. This anointing that he has. Talking about the driver's seat. But God said, we're going to operate. See, drive means to move by force. But operate means to be in motion. I be in motion. Yeah, I just be in motion. Just easing along. I love to go around with Caleb because when he's real relaxed, he just be cruising. Just cruising. He says he's chilling. Ain't bothered about nothing. I'm just cruising in my anointing. I'm going to just cruise right over. I'll be in motion. I'm going to go right over here and build somebody up. I'm going to give them some encouragement because I ain't in a car seat no more. I'm going to see if they need their sippy cup filled. I'm going to see if they're comfortable, if I can help them out. Yeah. Just be cruising. See, we put away childish things and we believe God. We believe God. God, if you say I'm going to have my destiny, I believe you. If you say I'm going to walk in my calling, I believe you, Jesus. If you say my kid's going to be saved and I'm going to have my household, I believe you, Jesus, because I'm a warrior and I fight. And wherever you send me is for my good, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm not complaining no more about where you send me. If it don't happen today, it's going to happen. He said it's coming up. Just hang on. It ain't got to happen right now. I ain't got to throw a fit. It's coming. Woo. And in our steps, we outgrow baby steps. I'm coming to you, Jesus, at my own pace. God wants to see those running. David ran to Goliath. I ain't scared of that devil no more on this platform. I'll tell you what, I ain't scared no more. Yeah, I walk in anointing. I walk and talk with Jesus. Yeah, the breakthrough is with me. I ain't scared no more. Woo! Amen. I ain't scared no more. I ain't frustrated no more. This is the thing. Today, it worked. You know what? God is so good. You ever had to walk in a breakthrough around people that don't even love God? Huh? All day you talking about, well, it don't seem like I got a breakthrough. It don't seem like there's anointing right here. I hear this word and I hear that word and I hear this cussing and that frustration and I hear this carnality and this whining and all the stuff of the world. Big people in Jesus ain't studying that. They know in whom they have believed. And if the Lord said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. I said, Lord, it might not seem like I got a breakthrough today. But you know what? Hey, I got it. Because he said, we're going where you want to go. We're going there. We're going there, Sister Lisa. He said, we're going where you want to go. Woo. That's what I'm talking about. Outgrow some things. Outgrow staying home when you're mad. Outgrow not coming to prayer when you're frustrated. Outgrow getting mad, getting upset. Don't complain. Don't get scared when it don't look like the answer's coming today. If God said it, it'll happen. He said it, it's going to happen. He said in 3 days, I'm going to rise. And there's an empty grave in Jerusalem right now. And the Lord our God is alive and in this place. If he said he's going to fill this place, he's going to fill it up. If he said he's going to bring kids in here, he's going to bring the kids. It don't have to seem like it for it to happen. God ain't worried about what it seems like. He said it's coming up right here. And now, if we could, we're just going to stand up and let the Lord move. The Lord said, I want to take frustration out. He said he's going to take it out through understanding. And when you understand, it comes from going through places. And understand that there's a growing. But when you really understand that we're going where you want to go, it's going to come out. That marriage that you want, it's going to happen. Come on. That ministry that you want is going to happen. Come on. Whatever God said, that's going to happen. Whatever he said is going to come to pass. Whatever God says, that's the final word. God says, I love you. I see the frustration. I see everything you're going through. Just hang on. You're growing, and you didn't even know it. You're going to sing the way you want to sing. You're going to preach and teach the way you've been wanting to preach. You're going to pray like you've been wanting to pray. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. You're going to witness like you want to. All those dreams that you've got. Yeah, you're going to sing like the wind. You're going to have those babies. Those kids are coming. That marriage is straightening up. Yeah, God, tell him what you want.